You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, Gene Johnson.
AfterBuzz TV. AfterBuzz TV. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Bing is for doing, we're here doing season 17 of South Park. Let go, let go. Can I get a pledge of allegiance? Stephen Lemieux.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
That's right. And I'm your host, Phil Svitek. It's good to be back.
Yeah, it's good to have another season of South Park. I missed it.
Yes, indeed. And we're very excited. We're back. It's been a long, long hiatus. You know, they were upgrading some of their studios and things like that. And
upgrading their animation.
That was a great... Yeah, let's talk about the intro. I thought the animation could be that way for the whole time. I thought that would have been cool.
Yeah, I was hoping, but I think with this concept of the DMV and everything they use this episode, it wouldn't have made as much sense as some of the other things they could do. But I think that's straight from the Stick of Destiny, which is the new South Park game they're creating for Xbox One and PS4.
So it's a nice little plug / nice little intro. But yeah, it was a nice little tease of like, wow, it looks so different.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it.
So anyway, but yes, caught us off guard, and then we get, you know, and then we come back from commercial, and it's the standard that we all know.
Oh, sorry, hello? Yeah? Oh, yeah, that's great. Oh, I'm just doing an after show right now.
You gotta have someone on the other line, Steven.
I know. I hate people who do that so much, though, with the speakerphone and talk to everyone.
Yeah.
Hypocritical, yeah. Isn't that?
Why do you do that? I mean, I don't know.
I've talked pretty loud before, but that speakerphone thing, listening, like the people who bring their speakers out and listen to music on their speakerphone walking around, it's like,
here's the thing. There's also the headset flip thing where your headphones turn into speakers.
Really?
Oh, that's I think I'm sure check out the commercial or something. It's called like flip phones. I don't know, something.
It's called douche headphones, basically.
I mean, it's just, they literally do a demonstration where it's on my headphones and then it flips and it becomes like four times louder, and you can just imagine how many.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Can they just kill everyone who buys those right now? But I love the concept of this episode that we get into, especially with Cartman, and it's just making fun of course, if you don't get the satire, it's making fun of everyone who's got a bee in their bonnet or freaking their panties in a bunch over people monitoring Twitter and monitoring Facebook, when it's just like you're giving it to the world. Like, you're posting it on a public forum and you're mad that the government knows about it.
Yeah. Well, I could see Twitter, I could see Facebook and things like that. Email, you know, that's where people kind of, well, it's my, you know, but most people don't understand, okay, email is electronic.
Yeah.
It, you know what I mean? It's not like they're at, like, if it was a piece of letter that they were opening and things like that, you know, that actually takes real effort. Where, like, email, anyone can get in your email, bro.
Well, it's like, email is information, and through the information there's words, and they can filter certain words in certain orders to flag things. It's like, if you don't want – it's like, don't put anything on the internet that is criminal, or don't put anything on the internet that you're not expecting somebody else to see.
How are 7-year-old girls going to put up twerk videos?
I don't know.
Maybe Marissa, we have to go to the expert. Marissa.
You take away Twitter and Facebook, you know, people are lost.
What about Instagram, too? Now they can put up videos on Instagram of little girls
Vine,
twerking.
I don't know.
Well, if people really want their little girls twerking, they can just go to, like, Abby's Ultimate or Dance Moms and watch that. But I don't really need that on my phone or on the internet in the first place.
But, I mean, it's the concept is not new in terms of the government monitoring. I mean, here's the thing, right? Philip K. Dick, there's an old story where he used to write to the government every day, and then he eventually said, I want all my files on me. And they sent him a file, and it was all of his letters that he'd ever written to the government, because that's all they had. So, like, just be a good citizen.
Yeah, it's like, unless you're saying things that are literally, like, incriminating, then you're probably not going to be flagged, and they probably don't give a shit. Like, that was, I love the scene where they're just showing everyone, like, oh, what are you looking at, Ryan? Oh, well, this daughter wants to go to a sleepover. The mom called the dad to make sure there were no dinner plans. All right, keep on it.
Well, that's what eventually made it more funny, because the fact that Cartman was not on high alert or any sort of priority. He was just fat and unimportant.
Yeah.
You know, because if that's what is important, then it's just funny. But by the way, you know, I mean, many TV shows have kind of, you know, Marissa's going to appreciate this one. Smart Guy from in the back in the 90s dealt with this issue of government.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's been around, and but the aspect of it for me is in terms of Cartman. By the way, what I learned tonight is I cannot listen to Cartman for 23 minutes straight. Just him. It was basically Cartman talking the whole time, apart from just maybe Butters every now and then.
Well, maybe we got some Alec Baldwin in there, too.
Yes. On Shitter.
Oh, my God. So Shitter, the new social media site.
I actually think that would be amazing, Shitter. I thought they would say like Tout, because Tout's like the video thing, and you can share your thoughts like that. That would be the natural progression.
But they used like the blog post was kind of the Tout, where Cartman's like mid phone call, yeah, just talking to my boys here. We're gonna do the rally against the NSA, and then goes back to his phone call. That was kind of more Toutish. But then having Alec Baldwin be the sponsor for Shitter, which goes directly into your brain and just the reasoning behind it, because his thumbs were homophobic, but not his thoughts. So he cuts off his thumbs and lets you know what he's really thinking and not what his homophobic thumbs are typing.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Way smart. I love it. I mean, the fact that, and you can share it with your shit network.
There's only one other person on Shitter, though.
It was funny. It was funny because of how they used it. I would have loved to see, like, just this mass of people. I mean, again, it was brilliant, but it also could have been very funny to see other people on Shitter.
Well, it would have, like, a random, like, not even expecting it. I think the random not expecting it moment was with the NSA, though. I mean, I got a nice big kick out of that.
With Santa Claus?
With Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I mean, because they play on so many truths here, and one of them, of course, is the torturing of prisoners for information kind of thing. And they're torturing Santa Claus basically for the information of everyone. Yeah. I don't know. It's subtle, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, again, and the fact that Cartman went on this mission, things like that. By the way, we never did figure out who his friends were.
Oh yeah, like he doesn't have friends.
Yeah, no. And always just always thinking Kyle's the nemesis. But great ploy between Alec. By the way, when it got to Alec Baldwin having his own TV show and then Cartman being able to broadcast his thoughts.
Ridiculous.
But you know what? All right, let's shift gears into Butters.
Oh, my God.
Because here's the thing, right? It's a nice notion, and how it kind of comes full circle at the end when Butters does talk with Cartman. Hey, just let the government into your life. And you know what? I think if we all just, you know how many people are like, I'm not saying this, you know, people always trying to not pay tickets or like, you know, kind of try to figure out how I can get away from paying taxes or less than the tax. Just, I feel like lives would be easier if if people just went with the government a little bit more. Maybe that's the message.
Well, I feel like things would be easier if it was everyone paying taxes as opposed to just some people paying taxes and the people who don't getting money back. Like, the people who put in the money and then the people who get out the money are not the same. So, like, I wouldn't mind paying more taxes if they went towards things that actually mattered. Yeah. But
I like how the DMV is the representation of...
Oh, it's the most unhappy place on Earth.
Yes. But there's so many, you know, I mean, Court, that's not fun either.
Court's not fun, but I mean, the DMV is like really like...
I get it.
That
get
is
it.
The place. I'm trying to find the similarities between how like religion was formed, though. Like, oh, this terrible place, or like... But then that's where you go to end up confessing your sins. And now Butters develops this religion from the government. Because the government has turned into that being, because people don't understand how it works. Like, that's the sad thing about this, about the mindset of people who aren't educated on what the government is, in that they feel like it's this all-knowing being that, especially now with, like, people saying that the NSA knows everything, but, like, oh, the government's going to solve all our problems for us. Oh, the government's going to do this. The government's not one thing. The government is made up of so many different people, and it's not even very well run. So, like, it's not a deity.
No. No, it is not. You know, and watch Zero Dark Thirty. If you kind of Zero Dark Thirty, that movie is a nice example in terms of, yes, we don't have all the technology that, you know, other action movies or espionage movies portray, but we're still able to get the job done at certain points. But no, like, they really don't care about you too much unless you're really just hating on the government.
They don't have time to care about that. Like,
they're understaffed, same as probably the job, the shit job you work at, and they, you know, the employees there just want to get through their day and go home.
It's all, the government is like the delegation central, like, oh, you give it to this guy, oh, I'll give it to that guy, yeah, I'll give it to that guy.
I mean, half the people in government like it because it pays a government salary.
Yeah, the government, it's the stability, not the salary, because some people get paid so much worse than they would in private sector, but they stay with the government because it's safe. Like, they don't get laid off. They have more stability. But it's still, like, they have to deal with idiots above them, and they have to deal with the bureaucracy of, oh, I need this form signed by this guy. I mean, I love Futurama in that they put such a satire on bureaucracy with, like, the steps to get one thing done with Hermes. But back to South Park, it's just,
I like the representation of one main guy at NSA. Hey, boss, you might want to check this out. All right, keep an eye out on all three of them.
Yeah, but freaking Butter is becoming, like, turning the Jehovah's Witnesses against Jehovah's Witness. Oh, this is a girl on fire. I used to show people pictures of girls on fire, but then I found the government, and I just decided to just tell them the wrong things that I do, like stealing a cutout from a magazine of the freaking. Oh man.
Yes. Jennifer Lawrence and sticking his...
Yes, cutting her mouth out. Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I enjoyed it, and I like how it turned into the same way with the church. Like, oh, we can make this a happy place where people come to confess their things, and they give them living in Americas and pledges of allegiance, like the rosary, and oh, now they're shut down because rampant boy love.
Yeah, I guess that's part of religion.
I mean, I was. But it's
also, you know, I mean, they went to the post office a second, but just also the fact of all these government places being, you know, cut down or stopped. It's the post office going out of business, brah. And it ain't for little kids. So, yeah, but I, you know, and who was it, Craig or Clyde? Which one is it that they went to second with him and his Jehovah's Witnesses?
I think it was Craig.
Craig, they confer, you know, and then our amazing cop.
Dude, we haven't seen Barb Brady in so long.
Out of all people, you know, Barb Brady works for the government, sort of.
Kind of. I mean, he's kind of retarded, but...
Well, he was jerking off on duty.
Yeah. I mean, that's Barb Brady. Not, move along, nothing to see here.
So, yeah, I thought, I mean, you know, I guess if we're to talk about anything, what did you think of this as a kickoff episode to season 17?
I mean, I liked it. I think it wasn't like rolling on the floor laughter. It was more just like you got the chuckles, you got the humor, and like throughout the whole episode, I was just kind of laughing at each little bit. I really dug the Santa Claus. Like, I was laughing my ass off when it was fucking Santa Claus, where they have him hooked up to find out who's awake and who's asleep to find out on everyone, because that's just it's such an NSA thing when you think of, like, he knows when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake, he knows when you're bad or good, like, that's,
yeah,
people, the satire of the NSA. I was kind of thrown off, like, I'm not sure where they were going with the monotone voiceover for some of the characters. Like, the head of the NSA, like, it felt like they were just trying to get the point across really fast, especially when he meets the hippie guy who said he was going to blow up the Lincoln Memorial. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm telling you this. Oh, I guess that makes sense. Yes, that really makes sense. And then the scene was done.
It could be a play on many things. I mean, here's the thing. It could be the fact that if you conform, you have the life sucked out of you. And there's no real individuality. But then it's funny because, you know, on the flip side of that, there's Butters who is conforming. He's conforming in a slightly different way, but whatever. What do you think Obama means here when he says, if you pay your taxes, I think he wants us to be happy. So, I think that's what they were getting at. It's just the monotone meant, like, you have everything sucked out of you.
I also liked how the religion expanded through people's understanding what they thought they understood. Like, oh, you know, you can do this, and then you get to the cloud. You get to the cloud, and the cloud has all the information. like, okay, so you first...
But it made sense, because here's the thing. It makes sense, because, okay, when you think of heaven, it's clouds, and it's permanent, supposedly. Cloud? It's the cloud, and it reminded me of A, human centipad, and also reminded me of the in Sheepshin episode with the cloud.
Oh, God.
Getting sleepy in the cloud.
Well, it's interesting to think about, because I guess the human mind is just data. So if we found a way to upload human mind to the cloud, that's heaven right there.
Your stuff does live forever. I mean, granted, 50 years from now, is anyone going to be checking Stephen Lemieux's boring Facebook? No.
Dude,
but it's there.
I get likes on my MySpace. No, I'm just kidding. I think it's interesting. I think they might go into... They haven't talked about the deep web on South Park, have they?
No.
I think that might be something that they... If they're going to do things like the cloud and talk about things like that, I think they could really make something interesting with that. Because as we know, the visible web is only like 3% of the internet. And the other 97% is literally... websites you can't access without like a Tor engine or something like that. So everything that's been put on the internet is still on the internet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'd like to see them do something with that and kind of maybe even go towards as if the internet existed like 150 years or even thousands of years ago.
Hold on, Marissa's got a call. Are we listening on your phone call, Marissa? Huh?
I'm producing over here.
You want to put it on speakerphone?
Hey, why are you listening on my phone calls, man? Why are you listening to my phone calls? Marissa. Thank you, Marissa. You can have your phone call. Anyway, all right. That about it for this episode?
That's about it for this episode of South Park.
All right, that's it. Let's get into predictions for things we've never seen.
Now, exactly.
There's so many ways they can go with this. They can. I love when they're current on things, but then there's also great episodes that have nothing to do with anything really. For example, one of the greatest ones, and Marissa loves this one too, is it Camp Tartica? Is it called? It's the one where Tally needs intervention.
Oh God!
Yeah, you know,
I forgot what it's called.
That's the whale episode, isn't it?
And well, there's the Whale Wars episode, but this
no,
is
no the one where the like the whale attacks someone.
No, that's a shark. That's a shark mating whistle.
Yeah,
I love the whole series where they put the whale on the moon.
Okay, but anyway, so what do you think? Next week, are we going to get a topical one or kind of like, hey, we just want to talk about this?
I don't know. For this season, I really see us if they put them together so quickly. That I really think we're going to see something. I don't know. Would they spoil something about Breaking Bad? Because I could see them definitely doing a Breaking Bad-esque episode after the finale of Breaking Bad, probably not even spoiling it. I want to see either that. I want to see them talk shit about the series finale of Dexter, because that was such a terrible way to end the series. And I really see them talking about the war on Syria in some way and really, really throwing the satire on hard for that.
All right. Well, next week I think because we got an NSA Type 1, I think it's going to be just not necessarily topical next week.
Just random?
Yeah, just random. Maybe something, maybe going about fun of Man of Steel could be fun. Anyway, hope you guys had fun. Let us know your thoughts. Go to AfterBuzzTV.com. Rate, comment, share. Go to iTunes. Give us a couple of stars. We know since the beginning of time, you guys have liked South Park. I mean, if, you know, Jack Waugh's no longer with us right now, but we'll throw in a few more swear words every now and then.
That is, like, the worst way of saying somebody's not, like, hosting anymore.
Why?
Jack Waugh's is no longer with us.
I mean, Jack Waugh's is no longer with us.
Rest in peace.
And you can find Stephen Lemieux.
At Stephen Lemieux, or hosting the Sleepy Hollow After Show every Tuesday at 10 p.m.
And if you guys want to make fun of him, which I know you guys do,
just
listen
post
him
on,
YouTube. No, listen to him on Twisted.
Oh, God.
And then make up your minds. You'll know what I'm talking about. Thank you, guys. Follow us here at AfterBuzz TV on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that fun stuff. And, of course, Dennis, what are you doing? Don't let Dennis say no.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.